Hello, hello, you guys. Welcome back to the podcast. I am so excited for this episode. There are so many juicy golden nuggets coming at you. So get your notebooks ready because today is going to be a good one and potentially has the kind of opportunity to completely change the way you are viewing food and body and your dream life. And I cannot wait. So please let me know what you think about this episode when you finish. And this is in honor of the Manifestation Collective and Dream Body collaboration, where you get my entire Dream Body course, the Fast Track private podcast, the Dream Body Essentials, library, meditations, hypnosis recordings, subconscious reprogramming, the membership, the manifestation codes to completely transform your body, your relationship with food, find food freedom, and live out the rest of your life in your dream body, along with daily support from me for 6 months in the form of voice notes, group chat, covering all things mindset, manifestation applied towards your dream body and dream life. So I am just so excited to dive into this. And this container is for you if you want to pursue your ultimate dream life, but you're feeling like your body is holding you back in some form from like going after it fully, or for those of you who desire to feel even better in their body as they continue to go after your big goals and dreams. So the collective is absolutely the place to be. It is the most beautiful, supportive, incredible community that I am in every single day. And I'm so excited and committed to help you achieve everything you desire in life while feeling completely confident and at peace living in your dream body. So let's talk about dream body. And I want to kind of add a disclaimer to this whole episode before we begin, because dream body, although I have referred a lot to it in the past around weight loss, it is not solely about weight loss. It may be part of your journey, but there is so much more to your dream body. Your dream body is the body that allows you to live your dream life to its fullest capacity without any fears or stress or restriction around food. Your dream body is every aspect of the vehicle that is moving you through your life experience. So your digestion, your health, your energy, your mental health, your ability to move and adventure and do everything that you desire to do. And without our health, without a body that has the ability to take us towards our dreams, we are severely capacitated towards moving towards our dream life. Without energy, without this vehicle for life, we don't exist on this planet. So let's be clear that dream body is a huge variety of things. And the way it looks is like 1% of the equation. And I can say this so confidently because my body looks the way that I desire, but I am not living in my dream body in this exact moment. And this is what we're moving together towards inside the collective and dream body. Like, I require so much more energy. I want to be able to move in such bigger ways and lift and run and carry Jaden and have another pregnancy and all these things. And your dream body is the one that propels you headfirst into your dream life, not like it's holding you back. And I don't want you to feel held back ever towards moving towards what you desire to create in this lifetime and who you are meant to be and what you are destined to do. So I am here to help you achieve everything you desire and feel absolutely fucking amazing in your body as you do it, so that it is just a source of support and enables you to do even more, to go after everything you want, to have the energy, to have the everything that you desire in this lifetime. So first things first, we're going to go over like 5 steps to create your dream body and your dream life. And first, we want to get clear. What is your dream body and dream life? How do you desire to feel in your body? Are you looking to gain muscle, lose weight, feel stronger mentally and physically, increase flexibility or stamina? Everyone's dream body is different. And my intention is for you to live out the rest of your life in a body that feels like home to you, where you feel utterly comfortable to go after everything you want and create the big, impactful life that you came here to live without your body or food struggles or any sort of health holding you back, or lack of health holding you back, I should say. So what is your dream life? What are you doing? How do you spend your days? How are you making money? Who are you spending your days with? What is your mission in this lifetime? How do you desire to feel as you move throughout these days and create and cultivate this beautiful, big, juicy dream life? And I want you to get clear on what is your dream body and what is your dream life. And then noticing and comparing and contrasting, where have you been holding yourself back from pursuing your goals as a result of your body? Where have you been waiting on the weight? And many of you have been in my world for a while, so you probably are doing big, big things, and you may think, I'm not holding myself back at all. But I really want you to just get super honest with yourself and like I said at the beginning of this episode, I am absolutely holding myself back because of my body. My body's holding me back because of the experiences I've had post-pregnancy with prolapse, my energy. Like, I have things I need to work on in terms of my dream body. So just noticing, like, are you avoiding wearing clothes that you really want to wear? I'm not wearing jeans because they throw me off of my prolapse and they exacerbate my symptoms. And there's so many things I desire to wear, but I'm feeling very held back by that. Are you feeling guilty and second guessing your food choices? Are you still forcing yourself to do workouts you don't actually want to do, aka totally wasting your time? Are you feeling totally confident and amazing to show up on camera, create your dream business? Are you free from the thoughts of calories, macros, and have all the brain space to put towards your big goals, or is body taking up like 50% of your brain? Are you going on dates? Are you fully present and intimate and like available for that intimacy in your partnerships and open to love? Are you feeling free as you move throughout this world and to be seen fully? Do you get dressed without a second thought in the mornings? Feel proud of your body? Are you feeling present with your friends and family without body thoughts getting in the way? Are you moving your body the way you desire and doing the things you really want to do in this vehicle that you move through life in? So if you're new to the podcast, I don't know my story. The very short abridged version is that I struggled deeply for 17 years with anorexia, bulimia, binge eating, and I was obsessed with weight loss. And I was holding myself back in so many areas. And even when I did pursue my dreams, I was still feeling very uncomfortable and self-conscious in my body. I was constantly trying to edit photos or pick the right angles. In dating, I was still feeling very insecure and not good enough. And I just didn't feel like I was living in the body that I was meant to be living in. Like, it felt like this is not who I truly am. And I'm sure a lot of you have felt that as well. So the ultimate goal is feeling amazing and confident and free in your body. And sometimes that will include weight loss, and that's okay. You can love your body deeply and still desire weight loss, okay? You can love your life and you can still desire to feel better in your body. You are not wrong or bad for desiring to feel the best you can in this vehicle that you move through life in. And just so you know, the fact that you desire it means that it is truly meant for you. And like I said, I know I'm not fully living the life I know I'm meant to live in my body because I'm still healing. And it's not bad or wrong that I desire to feel stronger, to run after my children, to be as fit and healthy and limber and free as possible in my body. So my personal dream body is one that's completely free to run, move, squat, jump, move through life without restriction, feel incredible in front of the camera, wear whatever the heck I want every single day and feel so good. My dream body is my best friend, my safe space, my ultimately the carrier of my soul that desires to live life to the fullest. And none of us deserve to feel held back by our body or food struggles or judgments in that area or insecurities in that area. And your body should not hold you back from living fully. And it is my mission that this no longer holds you back ever. So I don't want it to distract you from being fully present with your friends and family or give you a source of stress or fear or insecurity or give you anxiety when you get dressed in the morning. It shouldn't make you hide away and pull back from the love that you deserve. Shouldn't have you hiding from family photos or fully putting yourself out there in your business or life. It should not take up brain space around what to eat or when to eat or how much to eat. Like, you are not meant to live your life feeling uncomfortable in your body. You are meant to live your life to its fullest capacity in a body that fuels you towards your dreams, not holds you back. So let's get into the juice. Here's how you begin to manifest your dream body and dream life. So like I said, we, number one, need to get clear. What do you freaking want? What would you be doing if your body was no longer an issue, if you felt completely free around food, if you were absolutely present and adored your body? And I recommend writing that out and creating just a very clear vision, because without a vision, we have nothing to align with and move towards and start taking action towards. We're just kind of existing. And I don't want you to just exist. I want you to feel powerful and confident and unstoppable as you create your dream life. And there are so many facets to manifesting your dream body. And contrary to popular societal beliefs, what you eat and the movement you choose to do is actually like such a tiny piece of the puzzle. And if I was going to start from the beginning of creating my dream body and dream life, this is what I do. And it's actually quite simple. So again, create that clear vision and decide that it's happening and I'm moving towards it now. Not tomorrow, not next week, not next month. It's happening and unfolding now, all the time, not just when I'm eating or moving in a way that I deem appropriate, but always. And I'm going to go deeper into this throughout the episode, but energetically to me, this is like making plans to meet my best friend for dinner and it's a done deal. Like, I know I'm going for dinner. I'm committed to this dinner. I have certainty that this dinner is happening. I'm excited about it. I'm looking forward to it. I'm anticipating it. I move through my day in the energy of anticipation of my plans. I'm not questioning myself in any way. That's energetically the feeling of like, I'm moving towards my dream body. I have dinner plans with my best friend tonight. And I'm so excited about it, you know, but most of the time, we are very hesitant, we're not fully committed, we're not trusting, we're thinking it's very far away. And so that's kind of step one, is really getting into that committed vision of it's happening and unfolding right now. Don't put it off, start allowing it to happen now. And I'm gonna give you a very, very powerful hack that will change the way you view your body forever closer to the end of this episode that will help you really allow it to unfold now. And I'm really excited for you to hear this. So, number two is do a belief audit around your dream body. So what do you believe you need to do to achieve this? And is this in alignment with how you actually desire to live? From there, you're going to start either releasing limiting beliefs and then also creating supportive beliefs that get you into 100% alignment with your dream body. So inside the collective, I'm putting together a powerful workshop on the ultimate limiting belief method that is honestly insane and will change everything. And it has just like come together in the last few weeks as a combination of tapping, timeline therapy, energy work, and askformations that will blow your freaking mind. So get inside the collective if you want access to that, to release your limiting beliefs. And I'm also going deeper into all these steps and giving real life examples. So just bear with me here. I'm just giving you the shorthand to get the juices flowing. And then step number three is create a placebo effect to start getting the momentum going. So this requires choosing aligned and achievable actions that you can commit to daily to start getting your mind behind the results happening. And then number four is remaining in alignment with your vision daily. So checking in with your energy and actions and remaining in expectation or at least openness to what you are creating. And side note, this is like exactly why I created the collective, because not only do you have my entire Manifesting Dream Body library of step-by-step teachings, but you also have support from me daily, Monday to Friday, to keep you in the zone, feeling supported and guided every step of the way. And then number five, last but not least, you want to develop the best possible relationship with your body. If your body was your significant other, what would your relationship be like? Are you controlling, questioning, demanding, ignoring them and their needs? It's so important that you really lean into and start to know that your body is on your side. You don't have to fight against it. It wants the same thing as you. And you need to start operating as a loving and supportive team towards your ultimate goal, your dream life. So, let's do a little example of this whole process. So when my clients do a belief audit inside MDB, most of them are still operating under the belief that they need to restrict calories, follow some sort of diet and or workout routine in order to see results. And because this isn't actually in alignment with how they truly desire to live, they are stuck in a roller coaster of never actually living freely, but never seeing the results that they desire. Because this is another very important point. You may have heard me say this before, how you get there is how you stay there. So if you have to force yourself to do a bunch of things that you hate or just or even dislike or don't love or can't maintain to reach a body that you want, it's never going to last. And I know that we know this because we've been in the dieting roller coaster cycle before. We know it doesn't work, but we still somehow hold on to hope. It's never going to last. It's not going to feel good. And there's a much easier way. And that is what I'm here to teach you. So what you want to do instead is start to question and break down those beliefs. And there are a lot of different ways to break down these beliefs completely and transform them so they are gone and no longer affecting you in any way, which is what we do together every single day inside the collective. And then choose what you want to believe and get behind and start flowing your energy towards that new belief with aligned and achievable actions. And I'm going to give you an example from my own life because my brain is completely transformed and different from like Tara 10 years ago, who had so many limiting beliefs. I can't even tell you around food and body. It is insane. I could have filled pages and pages and pages of beliefs around what I had to do in order to see results in my body, which of course I never saw the results because I could never maintain to the standard of all these beliefs that I had. So I first thing was I had to realize that all the diets I did were not working, which was proven to me inside a really powerful practice that we actually do in week one of Manifesting Dream Body, where we reject the dieting mentality. And I started to powerfully shift my perception and finally get to the point where I was ready to give up dieting for good. And no part of me believed in diets anymore. After I did this practice, I saw things in a completely new light, and my mind was blown, and I was like finally ready to let it go. And from there, I started to find things that I could get behind. And this started out as simply allowing all foods and honoring my hunger and fullness as best as I could. And I started to learn about hunger, fullness, the power of our beliefs, how they play into how food is digested, where the food goes when you digest it. And I really got my energy behind shifting my beliefs and perceptions around food while going all in on intuitive eating, which is obviously everything I teach you inside MDB, so you can have the exact same brain transformation that I did. So that was kind of the beginning. And then the crazy long workouts I was doing were also not aligned. So I started learning about how detrimental these were for my body and my cortisol levels, and how they were actually spiking my hunger way beyond what was normal and leading me to binge way more often. And even though I was working out extremely hard in the gym, the rest of the day I spent totally inactive because I was so sore and exhausted. So instead, I started walking more and learning about the power of walking and increasing steps, doing short bodyweight workouts, and I saw incredible results. I had my energy and beliefs behind this giving me results 100%, and of course it did. Lost 40 pounds, the weight fell off. So when I finally allowed all foods and found satisfaction and joy with the foods that I was eating, and I stopped judging myself, I was working out less, and I started creating my dream life and business, everything came together and the weight fell off. So everyone's journey listening to this is going to look different. For some clients, I've had to double their calories in order for them to lose 80 pounds. So it all depends on where you're starting, what your beliefs and perceptions are around food, and what aligns with your individual lifestyle. So I believe the perfect way of eating for each person is this: honoring your hunger and fullness and following what makes you feel as good as possible. And that is going to look completely different for every single person. And of course, we cover every aspect of this inside the Manifesting Dream Body course. Okay, so step four, like I said, is remaining in alignment with your vision daily through checking in with your energy and actions and remaining in expectation, or at least openness, to what you're creating. So what this looks like for me is like a simple energy check. Do I feel as if I'm moving towards my dream body right now? Do I feel as if it's unfolding now? Am I open to or expecting the results to unfold today/right now? Or, because we only have now, first of all, we always forget that the only time we ever have is this present moment, and we're always thinking, oh yeah, maybe in the future I'll lose weight, or maybe next week, or maybe tomorrow when I eat better, whatever. But it's like, what about right now? Because the results are always happening now. So are you on the frequency right now? Or are you judging yourself for that cookie you ate, thinking you need to constantly do more, and closed off to results, thinking it's not working for you and you're missing something? Because this is what like 90% of my clients are doing, is they are not open to it happening now. They're thinking they need to do more or be more or change more or fix more, instead of releasing the blocks that are getting in the way of them allowing the results happening now. So this is really the daily work of manifesting anything: remaining in an open receiving mode of it happening and unfolding now. And a practical way to do this is, on a scale of 1 to 10, how open or expectant am I to results happening right now? And if you're not a 10 out of 10, what beliefs or thoughts are holding you back? From there, are there any, and this can be a very, very quick 1 minute practice, are there any aligned actions that will either help release those beliefs or put you into more of an energy of expectation, or just some aligned actions that you're simply feeling called towards? So for example, if my limiting belief is I need to move more, does it feel aligned to and fun and juicy and exciting to do some sort of like really enjoyable movement that I love to help me get behind results happening? Or is this a limiting belief that I'm ready to release completely? So from there, whatever's remaining, like, I'd use the limiting belief practices inside the collective to transform and release them. And this is what we do. Like, I get my people inside the collective to check in every single week and tell me like where they are at in terms of their goals, what limiting beliefs are holding them back. And then throughout the course of the week, I address them through the daily riffs. So I am very good at that and I will help you and we will do it together. And then step five is becoming besties with your body, which of course involves learning to trust your body. And the large majority of the world is operating under an extremely distrustful relationship with their bodies, thinking they need to control them, force them to do specific things, and never let their body like make any choices. So imagine if your relationship with your body was the same as your relationship with your significant other. That would be like telling them exactly where to go and what to do, even if it didn't feel good or right for them. Ignoring them when they're trying to talk to you, talking over them constantly, never letting them make any decisions in the relationship, and constantly making them wrong and bad for everything, and probably telling them they look fat and ugly every day. So like, you tell me, I don't think that's the relationship any of us want to be in. So no freaking wonder we're not seeing results in our body. So this is really the work we do inside Manifesting Dream Body, is completely transforming your relationship with food and body so you can feel absolutely open and in that duh, of course, energy around your results, completely at ease and free when it comes to food, and have so much energy and excitement to devote to the dream life that you are creating as your body transforms. So how I think of body is like, once I get things lined up in terms of kind of what we talked about today, it's good. It's like good to go. Like, my body is doing the work. I can trust it to go do its thing and take care of me. And then I free up all my energy to create my dream life. So it's kind of like, this is the mindset shift that I was talking about earlier. Like, this is like you having the most amazing supportive partner that has been dying to help you all this time, but you have been trying to do it all yourself and feeling totally burnt out and frazzled and not getting anywhere and spinning your wheels and feeling totally stuck. So what you're going to do is you are going to have a nice, lovely sit down with this partner, aka your body, create clarity, know you are both exactly on the same page, and you are going to hand over all the body stuff to them. And they are just going to let you know when it's time to eat and refuel, and you can focus on creating your dream life while they take care of the rest. Like, that's really how I view my body. Like, my body has got me. We have check-ins every once in a while, but they've totally got this, and I can lean back and focus on the other things while they do the rest. And like, I just think this is the most beautiful way of viewing it. And this might feel totally foreign for some of you, but I'm really excited for you to start viewing it in this way. It's very much like the masculine-feminine relationship, where it's like, your body is like there to take care of you and support you, and like, you can just hand it over to your body and you can feel supported. You can feel led. You can feel taken care of by your body. And honestly, this will just like change your entire life when you can learn to trust your body in this way. And that is my mission for you. And what we do inside the collective and Dream Body is really create this beautiful relationship with your body, with food, so you can lean back and allow the results to happen without you having to force and control and nitpick and like make everything happen. You can let go. So I hope that you found this podcast helpful. And if you're interested in learning more about the collective and the Dream Body package and spending 6 months with me daily, busting down limiting beliefs, transforming your body, cultivating your dream life, you can find the information linked in the show notes. Also, if you want a free Dream Body Ask Affirmations track to listen to as you fall asleep and rewire your subconscious mind in the most powerful way possible, I would love if you could please leave a review on the podcast, just an honest review if you enjoy the podcast, and send me a screenshot of your review to tara.a.brunette@gmail.com. And I will email you my 30-minute Dream Body Ask Affirmations track. People are having insane results with these tracks as they fall asleep. They are so good. And I love it so much. So I will email that to you and you can have it forever. And separately, if you enjoyed this podcast and found it helpful, please feel free to share it on your stories, tag me so I can know that you've listened, and spread the word for others. I would be so, so grateful. That is what I've got for you guys today. And I will say, expect lots more from the podcast. I'm going all in on the podcast. We are going to aim for 2 episodes a week coming up. So I have lots of fun things coming, and I would love to see you inside the collective and work with you every day towards creating your dream life, feeling incredible in your body, helping you have complete food freedom, and just feel amazing. So I love you. Thank you. And I will talk to you guys soon. Mwah.